Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Friday, which means our dear friend, Corey Andrew from InstinctMagazine.com is joining us. Corey, are you there?
I am here. Happy Friday, everyone.
Hello. I'm still impressed that we pull off the technology. We're not yet in a studio. I'm in my closet recording this podcast underneath all my dirty laundry, which does not smell or sound very nice at all. Corey, you've got a little bit of a recording studio at home, so you look a lot more fancy than me.
I do, but I still don't have like an isolated sound booth, so you don't see like there's like curtains in front of me and pillows to stop my sound from traveling.
It's interesting, isn't it? We stuff ourselves in closets and by curtains because it absorbs the sound. I'm learning all this stuff working from home this year, so hopefully we sound crystal clear today. We've got a great show. Let's jump in, my friends. What time is it? It is tea time! Big story at the top of the show. So Britney Spears is under criminal investigation for striking an employee. So Britney is now under investigation for possibly striking one of her employees at her home.
Oh,
the sheriff's office reported that Britney is the suspect in a battery investigation after an employee claims that Britney struck them during a dispute at Britney's home at 10 a.m. Mm. The employee was not hurt, but they did file a complaint with the sheriff's office. Now, TMZ have really jumped into this. We have a lot of breaking news here. TMZ are reporting that Britney Spears' dogs were taken away from her earlier this month by the dog sitter slash housekeeper because that person believed the pets were being neglected. Now, that's what triggered the confrontation between Britney and the housekeeper that led to this criminal investigation. Let me jump in and really lay this out. So about 2 weeks ago, one of her dogs allegedly became sick. So the dog sitter, the housekeeper, took that dog and another of Britney's dogs to the vet. Now, these dogs never came home. So after 2 weeks, Britney noticed the dogs are not there. Rather, what happened is the dog sitter took the dogs back to their house because they didn't believe Britney could take care of them. Now, this led to the confrontation. We're told Britney was extremely upset, and confronted the housekeeper and demanded to know, where are my dogs? That sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
And this did not go over well because, TMZ are reporting, the housekeeper actually took a picture or two of the dogs in distress inside Britney's home. Britney went crazy, not because of the picture of the dogs in distress, but rather she did not want any photographs taken in her house. TMZ are reporting there was a struggle, and then Britney knocked the phone out of the housekeeper's hands, and that is when the police were called.
Corey,
this is a mess. What do you think, my friend?
I gotta tell you, you know what? The housekeeper sounds like the mess in this situation. They went through all the improper avenues to air what they think might be something happening. I mean, it's such a violation. But I want to ask you, it took her 2 weeks to realize her dogs were missing? I just want to clarify that part.
You know, it's a big house. I guess she's busy. No, I mean, it's all so confusing here, and you can see it both ways, can't you? Certainly, taking photographs inside someone's home, even if you're not a celebrity, is something I always ask if I can take a picture in someone's house and do they mind about
this.
Also, two Page Six are reporting that Britney called the police to report a theft. This must be her dogs. Her dogs were missing. But when the cops arrived, she backed off. She didn't want to file a report. Well, now this has got out and it is really exploding. The housekeeper is not backing down. Britney's team are saying this really wasn't an assault. The dogs were gone. She wanted her dogs back. Who's to say if the dogs were being mistreated?
Right.
I mean, that's something that really bothers me too. You know I love doggies. And so I hate the thought of dogs being mistreated. So the whole thing is really messy, really sloppy. It's not going to go away, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Britney Spears is now under criminal investigation for allegedly striking one of her employees. Should we be worried about Britney? Obviously, the reason this is so explosive is additionally because of the conservatorship. Mm-hmm. We know that Britney's trying to get rid of this conservatorship because she believes she can handle herself.
Yep.
Will this have an impact on that conservatorship? Should we be worried about Britney? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Corey Love, what are you working on?
Yes, well, new Jeopardy host apologizes for his past sexist remarks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As I said on Facebook, I'll take PR nightmares for $1,000, please. So Jeopardy executive producer and incoming host Mike Richards has apologized for derogatory comments he made about women on a past podcast. Oof. So in response to a detailed report by The Ringer about those comments, including referring to his co-host as a booth hoe, Richard said there is no excuse, of course, for the comments that I made, and I'm deeply sorry. He called it humbling to confront a terribly embarrassing moment of misjudgment, thoughtlessness, and insensitivity from nearly a decade ago. It's the latest chapter in the ongoing backlash, though, to the decision that Sony made to name Richards as the successor to the late, great Jeopardy host Alex Trebek.
Mm.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's been a lot going on with that decision, but Richards was also accused of pregnancy discrimination in two past complaints also filed by former Price is Right models. The Ringer, which reviewed all 41 episodes of the podcast before they were deleted, reported that Richards at one point asks one of his female assistants whether they had ever taken nude photos. In his words, he called them booby pictures. Can I just tell you, Rob, when I'm reading this story, the first thing that comes to mind is Alex Trebek did this show, decades, not one drop of scandal. This guy comes out of the box checking every box of scandal imaginable. And I just really think that this is a PR nightmare, seriously, Rob. What do you think?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's worse than that because it's not going to go away. A PR nightmare you can get rid of by facts and figures and truth. The truth is here is that this happened. These podcasts have been removed, but 41 episodes.
Oh.
He's a really, really bad guy in these episodes. I think listening to podcasts and now doing one myself for over a year, you get to know the host.
Mm-hmm.
You can fake it. When I'm on TV for 5 minutes on The Today Show or 6 minutes on The Wendy Williams Show, I can pretend to be somebody I'm not.
Right.
However, when you do a daily show, a 20-minute, 30-minute daily show, you get to show your true color. So don't do a podcast if you don't want people to get to know you. I love this process. I love getting to know you. I hope you've enjoyed getting to know me and Corey and the gang. But I think that these podcasts are really difficult. Yes, he's deleted them, but we know on the internet, nothing gets deleted.
No.
It's there forever. I don't like men who call women hoes.
Yeah.
It's not a word in my vocabulary.
No, no.
I remember there was this lady on Vanderpump Rules, a Bravo show, on a podcast. Her name is Stassi Schroeder.
Yes.
She had a really successful podcast. And when it became clear that she was a racist and got fired for that, so we can say that outright, Bravo fired her for racist remarks. People looked back at her podcast. They were vile. She said stuff that was just vile. Now, we're all going to say stuff that is stupid, that is not smart, that's even ignorant. We're going to make mistakes.
We all do.
However, this guy, they keep adding up. And put on top of that, Corey, he's the one that gave himself the job.
I mean, let's start with that.
Yes. Had anybody else been investigating the new host, I hope they would have done a background check and checked on you.
Interesting.
You're not just your talent on the show, but to make sure off the show you're a good guy too. And I think this would have been a red flag. So it's all very concerning. Insiders are telling me, hopefully I can break this story on Monday. I'm working on it right now, that they might be getting cold feet.
Mm.
This is a multi-million dollar franchise.
Yes,
Jeopardy
yes.
brings in tens of millions of dollars for Sony every year. He started to shoot new episodes right now.
Mm.
So the show's coming back with new episodes in September. If it doesn't work in September and the ratings plummet, if women stop watching in particular, they're over. So they don't want that to happen. So it's not too late to change the host.
Mm.
It's getting to the point where they've got to really make that decision now. I'm told they're getting a little bit of cold feet, which might be a good thing. Moving along, A-Rod has posed sitting on a Porsche. Very nice. The problem is, he gifted J-Lo that Porsche for her birthday. So wow. A-Rod gave Jennifer a $150,000 red Porsche on her 50th birthday. Now on a new Instagram picture, he's sitting on the Porsche in a tan suit. There's lots of cars behind him. People have noticed this, and one commenter wrote, "Savage," posing with the car he brought J-Lo for her birthday. Another person wrote, quote, "Looks like J-Lo left not only you, but also the red car, too."
Wow.
Now, when he gave Jennifer this car, and he did it very publicly, he did it on Instagram, we should have known there was trouble, because he said, "The irony is I'm getting my girlfriend, my fiance, a car as a gift, but she hasn't driven in 25 years.
Oh my gosh.
And even Jennifer's reaction was, quote, "What the hell?" But then she quickly sort of warmed up to it, realizing she was being filmed, and saying, "I've never had a car like this. In fact, I've never driven a car, period."
No, poor thing.
These two just didn't know each other.
No.
To get some, I don't know how to drive a motor car. I don't know how to drive, Corey. I've never learned how to. I've always lived in a city, so I don't know how to drive a car. Bruce would never buy me a car. It's just like, why would you get, you know, I don't get this.
It
this is
no
such
sense.
A sign to buy someone a car who can't drive.
Right.
It's such a terrible, terrible gift. And now, no wonder she left it behind. She can't drive it off the property.
Yeah,
she probably packed her bags.
Right.
She called her chauffeur. The chauffeur put the bags in the bag.
Right.
Off was, she packed the diamond ring. Off was J-Lo. Leave the Porsche behind. It's outrageous. What else are you working on, my friend? What else is going on?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, okay, so listen. This is a great story because it's all over everywhere right now. OnlyFans plans to soon ban pornography. Now, it's been the main thing that the whole site, the whole platform has offered, by the way, since it began. But one of the largest adult-oriented subscription fan pages, OnlyFans, has announced its plan to soon begin banning sexually explicit content. Now, OnlyFans has more than 130 million users, and it's announced it's making changes to comply with the requests of their banking partners and payout providers. So the company said, effective October 1st, 2021, OnlyFans will prohibit the posting of any content containing sexually explicit conduct. But the company said in a statement also that they will still allow nudity. But they're saying in order to ensure the long-term sustainability of the platform and to continue to host an inclusive community of creative people and fans, we must evolve our content guidelines, the statement confirmed. OnlyFans was founded in 2016 and has since paid out more than $5 billion to its creators worldwide, with the company reportedly keeping 20% of the revenue from its 2 million plus creators. Now, I will say it's worth noting, though, because they did produce or allow pornographic content, they were never allowed on any of the apps. They could not get their product on any of the downloadable app stores. So I'm not sure if that guided the decision, Rob, but I will tell you this, that some of them make six figures. We've done stories on it. It's a full time.
They're not
going to
make
talked about
that
it, right?
anymore, though.
No.
Yeah, it's a really interesting site. But let me let you in on a little secret here.
You have an OnlyFans
page? So if you put pornography, no, can you imagine? It'd be me, like, in a boa singing Liza Minnelli. It'd be so horrible. But websites like Naughty Gossip and all those other websites, we would get more traffic if we put up pornography. If we put up naked pictures of celebrities, our traffic would go through the roof. However, our revenue would plummet. So you don't earn any money from sponsors or advertisers if you have pornography. So this is purely a financial move. So their traffic is going to disappear. Once they remove all the naughtiness from that site, the traffic is going to plummet. However, the ad revenue might in fact go up, because the minute you start putting naughty content on your sites, Google and all these other great sources of advertising pull out. So this is purely a financial decision. Quickly, before we go to break, Nicole Kidman is in some really hot water in Hong Kong, because apparently she got a quarantine exception. So to travel in and out of Hong Kong is really difficult at the moment because of the coronavirus. In fact, they're very, very strict. It's a 21 days mandatory quarantine in a hotel, regardless of your your vaccination status. They want to lock this place down. Mm. Nicole rocked up there to film a new show she's doing for Amazon. She got an exemption.
Oh.
I know.
Come on.
I know, people are really angry about it. She flew in on a private plane, and a week later, she was seen out and about shopping in the city.
Oh.
People are furious about this. This is the problem with celebrities. This is why people get really angry with celebrities. Rules apply to all of us.
Yes.
Stop it.
Yes.
Stop it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear friend, Corey Andrew. Hey, let's get to the polls.
Da, da, da.
Thank you, Corey. So jealousy was a major factor in the breakup, the split of Kelly Clarkson and her husband.
Mm.
Can your marriage work if you're jealous of your spouse? 90% said no. I agree. Your spouse can get on your nerves. You can fight. I don't know if you can be jealous of them. What do you think, Corey, love?
I'm the same way. You know what? You got to be confident in who you are and who your man or woman is. And yeah,
absolutely.
If you're not happy with that, then you got to get out of that relationship.
Absolutely. We're with the majority. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. You can go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. And now it's time for the nicest of the day.
Oh, yes. Well, Billie Eilish, I think it's Eilish. I always want to say Eilish, but I believe
Eilish.
It's Billie Eilish.
Yeah. I think of it like eyelash. So it's Eilish.
Oh, I love that.
Eilish.
Yes. You so Billie Eilish is donating music lessons to schools, which I love. You know, I'm a musician, Rob. I'm a singer and songwriter.
Yep.
So Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas have another exciting project in the works. They're teaming up to support the arts in the schools. Now, the Grammy Award-winning siblings will donate ukuleles and music lessons to 10 schools in Highland Park. And the pair will provide weekly in-person instruction over the next 3 years. How cool is that? So she says, music changed my life, and it's an incredible feeling to be able to give back to my hometown. Now, she grew up in Highland Park, so this is her way of giving back, and I think it's an awesome story.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Music changed my life. I'm not a musician, but I did play music at school. I was hopeless at gym and sports, so the music room was a place where I could really sort of express myself. So, Billy Eilish, whoever you are.
Darling,
I've made it worse. I've not made it any better. I've actually made it worse for you, Corey. You're our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty.
Naughty,
people
naughty.
On social media are the naughtiest. Selena Gomez is talking about why she quit social media. She said the scrutiny was just too much over time. She was once the most followed person on Instagram when she decided to give it all up. In fact, she even said she deleted Instagram from her phone altogether.
Mm.
It got to a point where she said, quote, it felt gross for a long time. Let's be careful what we say to one another on social media. And also another naughtiest of the day is me.
Ooh.
One of our naughties, Kim Roberts. Hello, Kim.
Hey, Kim
DM'd me to say, yesterday we were wrong. We talked about Lady Gaga. And I said Lady Gaga offered $50,000 for a reward for the dogs. It's $500,000.
Yes, $500,000.
Kim Hastain Roberts. Hello, hello, hello. Kim, you're our new fact checker for the show. I'm really grateful for this. So, Kim, hopefully today the show's approved by you. And now it's time for a moment of Rob.
You're going to rob.
Hey, stop racing through life towards the finish line and start enjoying the journey along the way.
Mm-hmm.
When we only think about checking things off our to-do list, when we only think about that, we fall into a trap of finding more things to do rather than finding true happiness. I've really slowed down. I don't speed up. I've actually slowed my life down, and I'm trying to enjoy every single moment, including this one, a little bit more. Where are you, Corey?
I'm the same way, and also what I embrace are the lessons learned along the way. That is the most important thing. So I'm not the same knucklehead I was at 21 because of the lessons along the way in the journey. Yes, I agree.
Enjoy it. Find joy in every moment. All life is a bunch of moments. It really is. And so don't think you have to do something. Think you get to do something.
Oh, I love
it. Don't have to do this podcast. I get to do it. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. think like that. When I walk my little doggy in the morning, some mornings I don't really want to do it. But some mornings I'm like, ugh. And then I'm like, no, I don't have to do this. I get to do this. I've got a lovely little doggy that lives with me. And so, yeah, I get to do this. Hey, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Doesn't that sound nice, Corey? iHeartRadio and us. Whoever thought we'd get this fancy? I know. I thought we'd be like a little independent podcast.
Right. Bob's iHeartRadio.
I still pinch myself. I know. I hope they're not listening too much. They might be horrified. No, they love us. They love us. They're great. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio, that again, app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They're really, really helpful. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye. Naughty But Nice with Rob.